thanks for stopping in for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast, where we'll chat with a young lady who grew up on the lake, had a commercial fishing boat named after her, spent 24 years serving in the U.S. Navy, and is now back in town living on Sandusky Bay. Today I'm at the Ottawa County Museum in Port Clinton, Ohio, talking to the big boss. What's your name, young lady?
Peggy Debian.
And what are you?
I'm the curator.
Are you the big boss?
No, we have a board. They're the big bosses.
But you're in charge of everything.
I'm here. In charge of the museum.
Okay. You grew up in Port Clinton.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
And when you were younger, your father was a commercial fisherman?
My father and grandfather.
Really?
Both.
What can you tell me about that?
Well, my grandfather worked at Lay's Fishery as the foreman. And then next to it was this property, the Bell Fish Company. And eventually he bought that, along with a fellow named Cracker Grodi.
Is that his real name?
I don't know what his real name is, but that's all I ever heard was Cracker. And they bought it around 1946. And my father also, he came back from the war, World War II, and he became either co-owner or an employee, I'm not sure which. So my father and my grandfather actually ran the Bell Fish Company.
And they had a boat that you really liked?
Well, they built a boat over in Sandusky, and they it was finished a year after I was born, and my nickname was Peggy Sue. So they named the boat Peggy Sue.
No kidding.
And the boat was pretty well known around as a fishing boat.
Were you the only one of your classmates that had a boat named after them?
Yes, because Bonnie Lay, who's the daughter of Jack Lay, who was in my class, she said, well, I never had a boat named after me.
So you left after high school and?
I went to Bowling Green and I got a degree in English.
Then what?
I was a teacher for a year. I should say the longest year of my life. I was not suited to the life of a teacher.
Okay.
So then my mother had two brothers who went to the Naval Academy and her sister married a Naval Academy graduate. So that was her goal for me, was to go to the Naval Academy.
And did you?
No, women did not go to the Naval Academy.
What the heck?
Until 1976.
Okay. You still went in the Navy though?
Yes. So I went up to the recruiter and joined up for 2 years.
You started out with a two-year commitment?
2 years, and I stayed for 24. I could have stayed for 30, but at 24, I was ready to come back home because I had bought a house here.
Well,
on
Peggy,
Bay.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
So you came
it was
back,
my pleasure.
You came back to Port Clinton, and
yes.
You got in the museum operation.
No,
here.
I no? did not. I did and I didn't. I went to work at the Hayes Presidential Library. I started there as a volunteer.
So when did you get involved with the Ottawa County Museum?
Well, the first thing I was involved with was the Historical Society. Then I heard that this job was possibly coming open. So I came in to see, and they said, well, why don't you volunteer for a while? So anyway, that's how I got involved. I volunteered here, I don't know, 6 months or a year, and then they announced that I would be the curator before I said I would do it.
When I look around here, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of artifacts. It looks like at least half of them are lake, river, or water related. What can you tell me about that?
Of course, that's a big focus. And I love to tell people we have a Matthews boat, and then they think we have a 40-foot yacht. And here's what we have. We have a 17-foot fishing skiff that was being taken care of in a barn over in the Tiffin area, I think.
Okay, and this is probably from the 1800s?
1896 was when it was built.
And there's another large model here.
Yes.
What is this?
Is this
Matthews boat?
This came from another barn. This was in a barn in Fremont. And we think it was a salesman sample because it has a little couch in there. It has a little, I think it might have a toilet. It has some of the interior things you would find on a boat.
Is this pre-Barbie?
Yes.
Okay.
Very pre-Barbie. So you can see a little couch inside. And so we had this made. this case to protect it because a few things disappeared from it.
Very nice.
Like the life buoy. Yeah. In fact, I should tell you that everything in the museum is donated.
Okay.
We do not go out and buy artifacts. We've never had the money to do that, and we still don't.
I should ask you, how long has the museum been around?
Well, that was the first year. It was 32.
Really?
Yes.
And you mentioned the Battle of Lake Erie collection. What's the Battle of Lake Erie?
The Battle of Lake Erie is the only battle in which the British fleet was defeated. And I'm very proud of that because in the Navy, I served 2 years with the British Navy. And so whenever a British person comes in here, I have to remind them.
Are they over it or are they still licking their wounds?
They don't like it.
Now, what's this giant timber over here?
Oh.
This 12 feet long.
Yeah, this is a
piece
of Commodore Perry's ship.
From the Battle of Lake Erie?
Yes, it took place in 1813. Even though it was a war of 1812, it really wasn't over till 1814. So this is a timber frame from the Niagara.
Did you guys steal this?
Yeah. In about 100 years after the battle, March 1913, they pulled the Niagara up where it was sitting in near Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And so they pulled this up to rebuild it for the centennial. And we've identified, we think, which section of the Niagara it was in. Anyway, it came to us from his flagship.
So this is one of the most famous American naval vessels of all time.
I would say so. If it defeated the British fleet, it certainly was.
What else do you have around here? I see a lot of photos of flooding.
Yes.
Does Port Clinton area in Ottawa County have a long history with flooding?
Yes.
And this looks like a flood with ice.
Yes, this is an Oak Harbor. We get these ice shoves in the winter.
And what's that?
Well, when the ice starts to break up and the wind comes, and if it's in from the north, it'll blow the ice in. And then around 1974 or 75, I was in England with the British Navy. And on the front page of the London Times, there was a picture of the Port Clinton ice shove.
No kidding.
The ice was so thick, you couldn't believe it.
And it looks like you have a few items from Johnson's Island.
Yes, we do.
Had a Confederate officer's prison there.
In fact, there. Mug that they put out says Ohio's most significant or most important Civil War site. And so they were mostly officers who were housed at Johnson's Island. This is an ice boat. Kelly's Island Historical Society had about three of them.
What's an ice boat?
It's a sailboat that you take on the ice when you have ice.
Really?
So
it's got the little tiny skis on it.
Mm-hmm, right here.
Huh, they look fast.
And they can be, I think. Don't ask me, I haven't been on one. But anyway, they shared these around with the other museums because they had three.
Okay, not to say
so
that.
If we get something that is we know should be at Lakeside, we'll call them up,
right.
Or Oak Harbor.
Peggy, who comes to this museum?
Well, we get visitors and locals. So like yesterday, we had two people from Fremont. I consider them sort of locals.
Did they come here for a specific reason to look for something?
No, I think they were just out for the day.
Okay.
It was a nice day, so they came in and spent about an hour here. That's about how long people spend. It's a small museum. We had three.
Small in size, but not in spirit.
No, we have a lot of things in this small size museum.
I'm looking around, I see a lot of stuff. Is this all you got, or is there something hidden away?
We have things hidden away in an archive. We don't have much that's not out. In a small museum, one of the problems, and I've read that this is not just our problem, small museums don't have any place to store things. At least this one doesn't. So we have things tucked into corners, into closets, underneath things, and so then we have an archive. We have thousands of photographs.
So you guys are like pack rats.
You have to be.
Is there anything else interesting or noteworthy about the collection or your work here, or anything that people might want to know about the Ottawa County Museum?
Well, we have rather limited hours, although in the summer we're open 3 days a week for 4 hours each day. But they can call anytime and make an appointment with me. And because we have limited hours, I'm very aware that people can't make those hours always. And so I'm happy to come and meet them in here. One day I met a mother who was just needed a break. She had a baby and a little toddler.
Really?
And she was in here a half an hour. And she said, oh, I feel so much better when she left.
Hey, Peggy, thanks for taking the time to hang out with me at the Ottawa County Museum in Port Clinton today. I have learned a lot, and hopefully one day I will see you somewhere around the lake. Thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you have questions or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit wgte.org/lakeeffect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.